1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And Tom Cruise has filed a $100 million defamation lawsuit against a pornography actor who allegedly claimed he had a gay affair that broke up Cruise's marriage. Chad Slater told the French magazine, I don't know what the hell you pronounce this, A-C-T-U-S, Accutustar, whatever, said that he had a continuing homosexual relationship during Cruise's marriage and that the relationship was discovered by Cruise's wife, who ended the relationship, according to the lawsuit. Cruise is not and never has been a homosexual and does not even know this guy Slater, according to the lawsuit. Tom Cruise has been a subject to this rumor for a long time. I don't know what it is. We wanted to talk to an actor about this, and we have on the line Chris Norton, who is an aspiring actor. And Mr. Norton, I don't know whether you actually, I don't know if you do right now, if you do, are you an actor now? Are you working now? Or
I don't know. Right now, I'm just doing. Right now, I'm doing showcases. I have done some commercial acting. I'm also up for a small part in a forthcoming movie. There's a lot of different things that are going on right now.
But are you a professional?
I have. Right now, I'm sort of starting my career out. But yes, I am a professional insofar as I've done a couple of indies, and I'm doing some commercial work right now.
So mostly commercial acting?
Mostly commercial acting right now, that's right.
What is it about Tom Cruise and this rumor constantly that he's gay?
Well, Phil, I think it's because men that are very handsome are oftentimes the subject of vicious rumors. I think that rejected women start, and I think this is really where it gets going. I mean, men who've had a good combination of rugged looks and sexiness are the victims of women who've been sexually rejected by them. And I'm sure this is what happened in Tom Cruise's case.
So in other words, Tom Cruise, was he cheating on his wife?
No, I don't think he was cheating on his wife. It's probably just a woman. And, you know, I don't want to be offensive or anything, but if you are who I am, and I'm very good looking, you do get a lot of women who hit on you. Many, many of them are what we call bush pigs, or, you know, nasty, hanky-looking, nasty, hanky-in-the-bag kind of thing. And
nasty-looking. In other words, ugly women.
Yes, sir. Ugly women.
Okay, so they're coming up and they're hitting on him?
I think Tom probably gets a lot of these women to come up and hit on him, and he probably politely tells them, no, thank you, I'm married, or, you know, not, I don't think so, you know, I mean, you're frightening, or whatever he may say. And I think a lot of these rumors get sour that way.
So, in other words, Tom Cruise is the victim of rumor mongering by women who've been rejected.
I think that's where it starts. I really do. I mean, I'm very good looking. I get a lot of jealousy from women who I've basically said, you know, I'm sorry, but you're a little hanky.
Are you a married man?
I'm not married.
So, you're a married man. I mean, it's going to come from you sounding like it's a real put down, as opposed to a guy who's wearing a ring.
Well, I mean, but it's basically coming from the same place. I'm sure that Tom Cruise, I'm sure that Brad Pitt, who also gets a lot of this, Brad Pitt has been the victim of this rumor for a long time. I'm sure that they, you know, given a good-looking woman, you know, a woman who's sweet, you know, I'm sure they would go ahead and do the bump ugly, even if they was married, which they wasn't. I mean, they wasn't then. I mean, they was. I think they're married.
No, they're both married now, and maybe back then when they were single, you're saying they would have done it.
They, even if they're married. But I do have Tom Cruise's problem to some extent. I'm a handsome, sexy guy. I have sort of pretty boy looks. And a lot of women get upset when you tell them, you know, that you'd rather not be with them. Also, I think women misunderstand the actor. We have publicity shots, and sometimes they'll look at those and say they look gay or whatever. But I basically think that it's because the women have been rejected.
We're with Chris Norton. He's a local aspiring actor. You also do some film directing, right, Chris?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm working on a film right now called Sage of Sundown, which is right now it's a Western, but we're thinking about making it, turn it into an outer space thing for budgetary reasons.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Is Chris Norton, aspiring film actor and a director, talks about the Tom Cruise rumor that he's gay. And Mr. Cruz has filed a $100 million lawsuit, a defamation suit against an actor who claimed that Mr. Cruz is gay. And you believe, basically, Chris, the reason why these guys are the victim, these rumors are started by women who've been sexually rejected by them.
Absolutely.
So you were talking about the publicity photos that you have, and some women misunderstand those?
Well, my publicity photo is a little bit different. Most actors' publicity photos are basic headshots. What I give the producer is a different look. My manager, Lance Germain, caught me in a kind of a candid moment, which I kind of like. It's me getting out of the shower, looking kind of startled, and I'm sort of holding the towel up to my waist. And you can see a side view of my pecs and my abs, and I'm fairly ripped. So these shots are necessary in the movie and TV business for you to get producers to look at you.
Okay, so you're getting out of a shower, and you can see your pecs and your abs.
That's correct. And there's another shot that Lance took of me right when I'm waking up, where my hair is kind of tousled and I'm only half covered by the satin sheets. These shots, Phil, are very sexy. They show a very sexy side to me. So we took these pictures to the Rusty Pelican and we showed them to some of the women at the bar.
All right, how did the women react to these pictures?
I think they like them. I think they think they're sexy. But some of the women who I don't give all my attention to say they look gay. And that's kind of interesting, okay? See, if I'm not paying attention to a woman, if I'm not buying her a drink, if I'm not paying all my attention, if I'm not dancing with her, if I'm not, you know, looking at her, and sometimes I can tell you it's a little bit difficult to be looking at some of these. I mean...
Okay, I get it that you are oftentimes hit on by what you call hanky women.
That's correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you're not paying enough attention to them...
If you don't pay enough attention to them, then they say things to you like, by the way, your publicity photos are gay. Or you look gay, you know, your publicity photos look gay. So I think a lot of women need to investigate their feelings about why a guy would dump them instead of making up stories about him being gay. And I think that's the thing I really want to say to the women. Investigate why a guy dumped you. How does your face look these days? Are you still looking sweet in the bikini as when you first started out, or is it getting sloppy down there? Do you have the nudes and thighs?
What are nudes and thighs? The cream, the cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese. So before you spread rumors that a guy is gay, before you go out and say like Tom Cruise is gay, before you say I'm gay, investigate. Why did he dump me? Maybe I'm nasty, you know? And so,
Chris, Tom Cruise may have been the victim of a woman scorned.
I'm sorry.
Tom Cruise may have been the victim of a woman who he insulted or rejected.
I think most definitely that has the earmarkings of a woman who got rejected. Yeah.
Okay, 1-800-449 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about the Tom Cruise, the lawsuit that he's filed against an actor who claims that Tom Cruise is gay. Sue, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think that's the most offensive statement I've heard, that Tom Cruise is a victim of some dejected woman. That makes no sense.
Well, what didn't you understand? Are you telling me that, you know, get out of here. I mean, you know as well as I do, if a man dumps you, first thing you and your girlfriends talk about is how he's got a little tiny penis or something.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. Okay.
No,
you don't.
I guess we'll believe you, Sue. I don't know what type of people you hang around with, but quite frankly, in an adult world, let's face it, let's try to stay on the point. If you're talking about the rumors of a male or a woman actor or actress being gay or lesbian, those rumors start for various reasons. Most of the time, not because of a dejected man or woman. That makes no sense.
Well, Sue, I gave a reason through practical experience. You don't have any reason why people start a rumor about Tom Cruise. First of all, I know the women... Well, if they're dumped on by a guy, the first thing they do is they go to a beauty salon or to a place like a spa where they go with their girlfriends, and they will go into a hot tub which is a lot of women like to do that. And then they'll say, so why did this, well, I mean, and so, and they'll say, why did this guy dump you? And the first thing they'll say is, well, I didn't want to deal with this. And they hold up their pinky finger. They hold up their pinky finger.
You are
overgeneralizing. You know what I'm talking
about. Maybe women that say that about you hold up their pinky.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm suggesting to you that you're absolutely, you're being illogical. And you're really, I work in a profession with all men, and it's offensive that you would say something like that.
All right, listen, Sue, I want to ask you something, Chris. How do you know?
Because I have been at different spas. I have been over to Two Bunch Palms out in Desert Hot Springs, California. I also was at the Avita Spa in Wisconsin. And you see women sitting around the hot tub, and they'll say, because I'm an actor, and I do consider myself a student of human behavior. You'll listen in on a conversation, and the woman will say, yeah, whatever happened to that guy? He dumped you, right? Well, I didn't want to deal with him because I didn't want to deal with this, and the pinky finger goes up. That is code, Mr. Henry, for the tiny one that a guy has.
What does that have to do with someone being homosexual?
Because it's the same thing. They'll say, oh, the guy's gay, or, you know, he's got a little dinky one, or that kind of thing. And I dare say, Mr. Henry, have you ever dumped on a woman?
I'm sure in my life I've done something that's offended a woman, yeah.
Well, somewhere out there right now, Mr. Henry, is a woman saying that your thing's a little dinky, tiny thing.
Wait, you really don't like women, do you?
No, I've had sex. I'm 28 years old. I've had sex with probably close to 5,000 women.
Ugh, whatever.
Well, you said that I don't like women.
Good. No, what I'm suggesting is, first of all, what does having sex with 5,000 women having to do with liking women?
Hello? If I didn't like them, I would not be taking off my pants or anything.
Okay. I can clearly see where your logic is here.
You know, that's really a stupid question.
No. You are associating everything I say with sex. Every single thing I said has to do with a little penis, a little something, a little everything. And
well, we're talking about, if I could bring it back here, let me jump in. Let me jump in here and bring it back to what we're talking about. Tom Cruise, the victim of this rumor that he is gay, and this has been going on for years. I mean, we've all heard it, and Mr. Cruise is, now he's firing back. He's filed a $100 million defamation lawsuit. And
I think he should, as well writes that he should. If he's not no gay guy, why should he have to deal with it?
Not no gay guy. Jody, there's been many, many rumors about Jodie Foster.
That's true.
Okay.
How do you know that's true, Chris?
I mean, she's...
Boy, Chris, I hope you're right, because you know what?
She could sue you.
Multi-million dollar lawsuit there, pal.
Well, look at her.
You probably don't have that much.
Well, look at her. She's got the whole butch pants thing. One thing about lesbians is, from the waist up, they look really sweet. From the waist down, it's like they're working at a car wash. And that's true.
All right. Listen, Sue, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, an aspiring actor, on to talk about why Tom Cruise is continually the victim of this rumor that he is gay. Not that being gay is a bad thing, but that when you're not gay, it's obviously a maliciously started rumor, which is probably the case with Mr. Cruise. According to Chris Norton, an aspiring actor, these gay rumors and undersized male genitalia generally are started by scorned women. Perhaps a woman that Mr. Cruise rejected, perhaps a woman that at one time he had a relationship with and broke it off with, that perhaps he should look into his past, and a woman that he dumped on to find out who started the rumor that he's gay. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tom Cruise has filed a $100 million defamation lawsuit against a magazine and against an actor who claimed that he was a homosexual. Now, this is a rumor that's been going on for a long time about Tom Cruise. How do these rumors get started? We have Chris Norton, who is an aspiring actor. You've worked in commercials, Chris, is that it?
Yes, sir.
And you say that the reason why Tom Cruise is the victim of being these gay rumors is because some woman he dumped on started it.
I believe that's the truth. And the reason why I say that is because
Do you think it's at all possible that Tom Cruise?
Well, let me just finish my point, Mr. Henry. The reason why I think that it was started is because women, when you dump them because of how frightening they look or whatever, they will go out there and start these rumors about you being gay or being under, like what you said, underdeveloped.
Do you think it's at all possible that Tom Cruise is gay?
No, I don't think it is at all.
Why? Because if you look at Tom Cruise, too many, hot women dig him?
Well, I mean, Tom Cruise has a lot of women who like him, and I don't think it's possible that he's gay, no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Patty on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
What law, love, is Chris? You are a lonely, weak, pathetic man. I cannot believe that you would
take another shot, Patty. That one missed.
This whole rumor was started by a woman that got dumped. I believe that
that's pretty much it. I mean, I've sat in a lot of places where women hang out, and I listen to the way women talk about men.
Have you ever heard the way men talk about women?
Have you?
Yes, absolutely.
Where have you heard it?
I've got four older brothers.
Well, it doesn't make it right. You know, I can tell right away you probably had an encounter with a guy like me, and he probably dumped you.
All right, look, you know, where are we going with this conversation? Anything?
Exactly. Well,
it doesn't sound like Patty's got anything to say.
No.
All right, he said one thing, Patty. You came back and said, well, listen, how men talk about women. So what are you saying?
Yeah, exactly. What are you saying?
My point is
what are you
that
saying?
I think that
let her
a lot
talk,
of
okay?
Like this,
well, what's she saying?
Let her talk.
A lot of the rumors like this, people, the actors, men or female, that the rumor that you hear are gay are created by the gay community because they like to claim attractive men for their own culture.
Oh, is that it? And your experience with gay men is probably even more extensive than with straight men?
Yeah, you just keep showing your ignorance.
Well, how do you know?
Okay, Patty, he's stupid, but you're not saying anything, okay? I'll give you 10 seconds. What are you saying? Nothing? Okay, bye. Here is Jocelyn on the Phil Hendry Show. Jocelyn?
That's probably the most ignorant, stupid bush pig.
Okay, just shut up. Jocelyn, go ahead.
I just want to say, I mean, personally, I think you sound like you're a little stuck on yourself. You sound like you think you're better than everybody else, and you're very disrespectful to women.
Well, I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying women are disrespectful.
Well, you are. You're sitting there saying that, you know, they have cottage cheese thighs and, you know, they're ugly. That's why they get dumped on. I mean, that's disrespectful.
Women do get dumped on because they're ugly. I'm not saying
that. Well, maybe you're ugly. I mean, you know, just because you think you're so gorgeous and you're God's gift to women. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe you don't like me, but the fact is, if you saw me, you would think I'm very hot.
No, I wouldn't. Just because the way you present yourself now, that totally would turn me off.
I do have very good looks, and some people say that I sort of look like George Clooney.
Then that's other people. I mean, I think you're disrespectful to women.
How come the women that are disrespectful to Tom Cruise say that he's a fancy boy?
Well, how do you know it's a woman saying this? I mean,
because
it's a guy that started the rumor. So
what makes
you think it's a woman just because
she's
ugly?
One time I went into a bar, the Rusty Pelican, okay, and I was showing my publicity photos that I have taken on account of my acting career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this, and this one woman wanted me to talk to her, and this one woman wanted me to talk to her, and I kept saying, you know, I don't have time right now, and she keeps wanting, like, me to buy her a drink. So finally I give her my time. And I go, what do you think of this publicity photo? Well, on account of the reason that I did not buy her no drink or dance with her, she said I looked like I was gay.
Well, maybe because you have an attitude in the way that you talk to them and, you talk about them. That's rude and disrespectful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
and
she said I look gay.
If you talk about people that way and you put off that energy, then people are going to treat you that way.
Maybe she said you look gay because you said your publicity photo showed you coming out of a shower with a towel around your waist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are you saying? That's gay?
Well,
it was it was very sassy. And another one was me in satin sheets. I was laying in satin sheets with my hair tousled about.
Well, you know, maybe she thought that you looked gay. What does that have to do with...
Do you think that's sassy?
No, I don't. Personally, no.
You're saying I look gay then?
I haven't seen you, so I can't say
that. Okay, look, you know what, man? Jocelyn is simply saying an attitude of a guy is one in which a woman could get angry. Is that right, Jocelyn?
That's correct.
And then a woman could feel put down.
Yeah, and then so she starts spreading the rumor that the guy is a fagola. Yeah. Read it and weep.
Okay, thank you. Jocelyn, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Chris Norton and the Tom Cruise rumors on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're talking with an aspiring actor. He's a commercial actor named Chris Norton from Hermosa Beach about the lawsuit that Tom Cruise has filed against a publication in Paris that has repeated a rumor that's been going on about Tom Cruise for a long time that he's a homosexual. You were saying, Chris, that you don't think Tom Cruise could be a homosexual because there's too many really good-looking women dig him?
That's basically right, yeah. I mean, if you look at Tom Cruise, a lot of hot women like him for him. So I don't think it's possible that he's gay.
Well, let's look, for instance, at Rock Hudson. He was gay, and hot women liked him.
I guess if you call Doris Day hot, I mean, that's not hot.
Well, what about Elizabeth Taylor?
Try again. I mean, I wouldn't say Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay, but the point is that a lot of women who would probably think some generation of men might think were hot liked Rock Hudson.
I don't know. I mean, I'm too young. Rock Hudson, I've seen pictures of him, but, I mean, that guy, if you think Doris Day's hot, I mean...
Okay, forget Doris. Forget that I said it. You don't think Tom Cruise is gay?
No, there's a lot of hot... Nicole Kidman, do you know how hot she is? She is so awesome. I mean, she has the most beautiful face, and her body is like, ooh, yeah. You know, so... I mean, she's out of sight. There's no way that she would go for some gay boy.
All right, so the rumor started by a scorned woman that Tom Cruise is gay.
That's the way that I think that, yeah.
Okay, let's go to our first call of this half hour. Edie, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Edie.
Yes, I'm going to tell him that who is Tom Cruise suing? Is it a man or is it a woman?
He's suing a magazine.
Exactly.
But the
so
rumor's been going on
gay,
before.
Oh, he's not gay.
The rumor's
it's
been going on.
But
the rumor's been going on before that guy said it.
Yes, it's but a, who right, well, said someone... that he was not a scorned man who got dumped on by Tom Cruise, a gay man?
Okay,
you know who
started the rumor? A French magazine, and I can tell by your accent, you probably come from France.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you started it. About Tom Cruise.
Okay.
No, they didn't start. Wait a minute.
The rumor about
Tom Cruise being gay has been going on for years.
Exactly.
Okay, the French didn't start it.
No, but their magazine put it in there. You want to know why? Because it was probably some.
I know why. It's probably some French chick
who doesn't shave her armpits.
I mean, he's not secure in himself. That's all I can tell you.
Well, here's the thing.
And you, especially, I think you have some problems.
I got no problem.
And I'm not going to spend time talking with you because
obviously
French women don't count.
You lie. French women don't count.
You need to look into. All I count on you is the way people look. I'm sorry. It's more to life than just the look.
I'm good looking.
And if you're stuck on yourself like you are, more power to you.
Well, I happen to
but
be
I'm
good looking.
But I'm telling you one thing. You're going to be lonely.
But if a man dumped
man.
A...
Edie, let me ask you something. Where are you from? What part of France are you from?
Paris.
All right, so you're from the big city, and
yes.
Paris especially is a very chic city. There's so much that originates in Paris.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Mr. Hendry, is there's no place for a bush pig in Paris. And
don't say bush pig, okay? It bugs me.
Let me ask Edie a question, okay? Okay, Edie, okay?
Yes.
Do you mow the grass in Pitt Canyon or not?
You know what? I don't
yeah,
to
yeah.
That's really
have,
rude,
you know
man.
What? Since I've been
it's
here,
really
I have people
rude.
Asking that a lot.
Yeah, that's a really
you know
lame
what?
Question. You know,
you need to go to France and get educated because
you are very ignorant.
I can tell you right now,
Mr. Hendry,
very, very ignorant.
Have you ever been to Paris, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I got to tell you something. Paris has got some stone gorgeous women walking down those streets. Okay, and
do they have nice asses? Or
would you shut up?
Hey, Edie.
Yes.
Have you got a nice toilet? Or
okay, Edie, I'm going to let you go because he's a rude, crude creep.
okay,
and a jerk.
Bye.
I bet you walk down the Champs-Élysées and
shut freaking up. The Champs-Élysées. Look at either you're going to straighten up.
No, but I mean, she was saying that I was ugly and that I'm a gay boy. And
she didn't say, you're asking her questions about, does she mow the grass in Pitt Canyon because she's French. And she made a very good point. All French women get asked that. It's like really old, okay? And what's with your sinuses, man?
I have a sinus problem.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is, I think it's Haley. Hello, Haley. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I had something to say to the so-called actor who sounds like he's snoring. First of all, your whole attitude is just disgusting, and I think you're an ignorant pig.
Oh, did I call you a name?
Wow. You've pretty much called all females a name.
No, I haven't. I said the women's that won't leave me alone a lot of times are bush pigs, and then they turn around and call me gay. Why? Because I got to buy every woman a drink that wants to dance with me?
No.
God.
I don't even know how you look, and frankly, I don't care because you're just.
I'm very, very good looking.
Excuse me?
I'm very good looking.
You don't sound very good looking to me. Your personality makes you sound totally disgusting.
Hello. I mean, good looking is like what you see, not what you hear.
Not with women. Women are very audially tuned in.
What?
Women are tuned into the way things sound.
Exactly.
Well, okay, I've been told that I have a very sissy voice.
Well, if you expect to get any respect or any attention as an actor anyway, then you should have more respect for people. That's probably why you haven't made it very far in life, since you're an aspiring actor who wants to do commercials.
You know something? I hate to break the news. Everybody who is an actor now at one time was aspiring actor, even Harrison Ford.
Well, I got to go. I'm at work. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well,
I
what are you?
A big jerk.
Are you an aspiring secretary?
Goodbye.
I hate you.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686.
Look at that. She comes in and she makes fun of me and then she has to go. That makes me angry because I have not said nothing.
Look, dude, you've come on here and said women are bush pigs, they're hanky, they got this whole thing.
Well, I don't know what I said wrong.
See, here's the thing. I know you're only talking about the women that you think are ugly and not all women are ugly. Here's this French woman. Did you like her?
Which one? The one that was from France?
Yeah, the French woman would be from France, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't.
All right, did you like her?
She seemed nice.
Yeah, and yet you got right off on the wrong foot with her with, do you mow the grass in Pitt Canyon? And are you sloppy down there?
What?
What? Dude, if that's how you come off with women, no wonder they're calling you gay.
Mr. Hendry, with all due respect, I've had sex with at least 5,000 women. I think I know a little bit more about.
Okay, man, you've had sex with 5,000 women. How is it that I'm sitting here giving you advice then?
Because you're giving me advice what you know nothing about. That's what it is.
All right, so I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground.
Yes, that's about right, yeah. And the day come when a bush pig come up to you and say she want to dance with you, and you say, no thanks, I'm married. God help you, because she'll start spreading it around that you're a pole smoker. And then
okay, look, Chris, good luck with your career as an actor, because you didn't hear one word that I said. Spread the rumor I'm a pole smoker. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, so Fujifilm has released a list. This is another one of these lists that corporations release, and generally the list is to promote their product. And so this list is a list of the most photogenic cities in America, and it was released by Fujifilm. And according to Fujifilm, the most photogenic city in America was Montreal. And I wanted them to know that Montreal, and I don't disagree that Montreal is it's a gorgeous city, but Montreal is in Canada. Other than that, I'm with it. In fact, Montreal is a beautiful city. It isn't in America because of the sheer breathtaking beauty of the place. It's a beautiful city. So, Fujifilm, congratulations on making Montreal the most photogenic city in the United States of America. It's in Canada. It's in specifically in the province of Quebec. And that's a whole nother country. Come on! The most photogenic city in America, Canada. Montreal, Canada. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry?
What?
I'm going to ask you a question, Mr. Henry.
What?
Is Tom Cruise gay? We got someone online. Want to know Tom Cruise gay?
I don't know if Tom Cruise is gay or... Who's on the phone and what are you walking in for, bud?
Somebody on the phone want to know he's gay.
I don't know if he's gay. Why are you walking into the studio here in the middle of this?
Man, I want to know about he's gay.
Come here for a minute.
What?
Come here for a minute.
What?
Don't walk in here while I'm on the air. You understand that? That's number one. You got that?
Yeah.
Number two, it doesn't make any difference whether he's gay or not. I don't want you fielding phone calls like that. It's a bunch of crap. You understand? Do you understand?
Yeah.
And number three, bug off, go back to the phones, don't take any calls like that.
Want to ask you a question?
Did you understand what I said about you coming in?
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Are you gay?
Why do you ask me if I'm gay?
A lot of people have said it.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you.
Wait a minute. You come in here, you ask me if Tom Cruise is gay, okay? And I told you forget about it.
Yeah, I just want to ask, are you gay?
Who's asking you if I'm gay?
Because some people said you are.
Who? Who, bud?
Granted.
I said to tell me who.
You said ignore it, not make a big thing out of it. Now you make a big thing out of it.
Come here, you little retard. Don't you ever call me gay again. Get out of here. That's right. Go back to the phones and go to the newsroom. Pour somebody some coffee. Yeah, I'll be sorry about that. What do you want? I don't know. He comes in here. He says, hey, Mr. Henry, is Tom Cruise gay? I just did 50 minutes about it. Who's calling? Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I think you stepped in it now.
What?
I think you stepped in it now.
I stepped in what now, sir?
Well, everybody who's listening to your broadcast heard you call that retard. You heard you slap the retard.
Look it. First of all...
Well, you Colonel, call him a retard.
Okay, I called him. I made him... it was a bad thing to do.
Boy, you stepped in it now, mister. You know, I've listened to you a lot, and everything you say on your show is designed to inflame lots of things. And you call that kid a retard?
I shouldn't have called him that.
And you slapped him. I think you stepped in it now.
I didn't step in anything, buddy, okay? He's interrupting my show.
This is just all we need. That's all we need. Woo! Goodbye.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Okay, hit and run there. Freaking guy calls up. I've stepped in it now, huh? Look, and I'm sorry, all right? From the bottom of my heart, I didn't mean to call Bud a retard. The fact is, he comes walking into the middle of this show, tells me that he is, you know, he wants to know whether Tom Cruise is gay or not. Why don't you put, does he know, understand what an on-air light is, Mike? Does he understand that? Go out and teach him again. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What can we do for you?
Yes, I was listening to your program.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard you cuff a boy. You cuffed him across the face.
You don't know where I hit him. I might have slapped him on the rear end.
Well, then, that says an awful lot about you. But the... No, but you called the boy a name and you slapped him. And as far as I'm concerned, that's something that I think you've stepped over the line. I think you are an individual who obviously needs some kind of anger management or counseling. And I think it's very sad. I just think it's sad. Hello?
I'm right here. Get Bud in here. Bud, come here for a minute. Come here.
Hear me.
I'm not going to hit you.
See, the boy's... He's obviously scared.
He's not scared. Come here for a minute, Bud.
Yeah, hear me.
I think he should call the authorities.
He doesn't need to call the authorities. Bud, I'm sorry.
Don't. Is the boy there? Is the boy there?
Yeah, right here.
You don't have to listen to him. You can call authorities.
You don't have, don't call, Bud, don't call the authorities.
Plus, you're on the air and everyone can hear it.
You hit it on the air and hit me.
So everyone heard it, Mr. Hendry.
I understand that everyone heard it. Look, I'm sorry I belted you, Bud, okay? It's not the first time that I've slugged you. And
oh, so there's been other times?
Yeah, he hit me here a couple of times. And I'm going to call the police now.
Look, don't call the cops.
Doesn't matter. They've heard it. You, the tard, the whole thing.
Please, Bud, don't do it.
I got a call. You call me a tard.
I heard you call him a tard. So I think you're really in some deep slop.
Look, lady, what's your name?
Oh, no. This is an anonymous phone call. I never give my name. I just kind of throw my little hand grenades and run. Because I'm basically, like a lot of people, scared to death of you.
Bud, where are you going?
I gotta call police.
Oh, Mike, go in there if you have to and handcuff him to that freaking radiator, all right? And when the next time he comes running in here and saying that, you know, asking me questions while the on-air light is on. But it's one thing when the thing is off. It's another thing when he could just. But when he's coming in here, it says on air.
I didn't talk about it.
You don't want to talk about that, do you? You just want to ask me if I'm gay or not. Do you see that light?
Which one?
Yeah, the big red one, man. You see that?
I don't follow.
The big red light that's standing right there, right in front of you.
I see the light overhead.
Not the white lights that Craig's got over him. The big red light that says on the air. Do you see it?
I do now.
Yeah, now you do.
So what do I tell people who ask me if you're gay?
What people are calling? Who cares? They're Craig phone calls, man. Forget about whether I'm gay or not.
A lot of people want to know if you're gay, boy.
Just when you see that red light that says on the air, don't come in here.
This one.
Yeah, that one, yeah. How'd you miss it? Jesus, it's like it's freaking Man's Chinese Theater over there.
Are you gay?
Yes, I'm gay. Tell everybody that calls in that I'm gay.
See, and then you hit my butt, so that's that was molestation.
Yeah, that's right, bud. When I slapped you on the rear end, get out of here before I throw you through this window.
So that's the on-air light.
Yes, that's the on-air light.
People think you're gay because you do a woman's voice so good.
Great.
Was it for me, but half a call get in.
Did you hear what he just said? If it wasn't for him, half of a call would get in. What a moron.
You just called me a tard.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
If you don't get out of here, bud, I'm going to violently throw you out. Now get out, and when you see that red light on, you don't ever, ever, ever come in here. Is that understood?
Just go over it one more time.
When you see the red light, don't come in. God, this is what I get for going through the intern program at the local junior colleges. Bud Dickman. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Getting back to the business at hand, our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. You can order at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. The Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD or picture disc vinyl available to you now by calling those numbers. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. By the way, the guy who has been sending me those Lenny Bruce vinyl, I really appreciate it. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I have been getting your packages. They're fantastic. And the vinyl, and did you run off that one thing for me, Craig? Great stuff. Although the last one you sent me, the best of Lenny Bruce, had so many trenches through it that, like, there's a whole section of one of the cuts that I'm missing because it skips from the middle to the end. See, a man's walking down the... Thank you and good night. That's about how it sounds. Phil Hendry Show.